now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Segment here, a little overdrive. Sorry to get to everybody. I'll try tomorrow. I try my best. You know, I can't stand what I do on radio. I'm just doing the best job I can. Bill in Virginia, finish your point about a FEMA announcement you heard. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call again. Yesterday on a local radio station here in Virginia, they did a PSA from FEMA, and it kind of concerned me a little bit because of listening to your show. Basically, they said they put out a few points that we all should have 3 days of water and food, duct tape and plastic to seal doors and windows, and some sort of high-quality dust mask for any biological or other attacks.
Yeah, and let's be clear. They break in now and take control, and they always start with that. Next, it'll be report illegal guns. I've already seen them do this a few years ago. You're just in the beginning stages. Our cell phones now are getting FEMA overrides, which we knew were coming. Now they're saying it's going to be messages from the president forced onto your phone.
Yeah, they were very urgent about saying doing it in January and making sure it's done this month.
Yeah, no. But they want you to know when everything collapses, they tried to keep you safe. But you're kooky if you get a year's supply. You're only supposed to be a week's supply or a three-day supply. It's all psych warfare. Why is FEMA wired into the... They have internet kill switch now, all the radio, all the TV, UHF, VHF, cable. They all are wired in to put out whatever messages they want. But they don't need to take over. They've already got their messages going out, except talk radio. And there's only a few hosts that will tell it like it is. I mean, and we're going to lose everything. I see good signs by a lot of conservatives are really getting hardcore now. Because they better. It's time to admit I've been right, Ron Paul's been right, other... It's classic tyranny, folks. It's time to admit we've been right, okay? I mean, that's what's so frustrating is that we don't want to be proven right the rest of the way, okay? I appreciate your call, my brother. Scott in California, you're on the air, disagrees, goes ahead.
Hey, I was just calling because I wanted to comment on the CNN interview. And I, you know, I'm one of, I think, many that think that you did more harm to the cause of, you know, the libertarian, freedom-oriented.
Sure, because Piers Morgan told you so?
No, not at all. I've been listening to you since 2003, and you calling him a redcoat, doing the British accent, doing everything. I mean, imagine if he was black and you would have done the stereotypical black accent.
So you're a former liberal who's now become a libertarian because... Because look, Luddy, I'll make fun of the snot-nosed upper-class twits that they even make fun of over in England all day long, okay? I'll do that all I want, and the point is we put it in their face about what was happening. And again, could I have done a better job? Absolutely, but I'm in the arena. I'm in the arena. Do you understand that?
You quintessentially fit every single stereotype.
Okay, hit pause. They use those stereotypes of what they don't want us to be because that's winning. Our founders murdered people, according to the British Redcoats, who abused their rights. Killed them. Okay, I'm not calling for that. I got in their face. Oh, are you concerned about them saying I need to be shot last night? Oh, that's just funny. But me getting in their face, that's not good, right?
No, you're the one that's always ranting about COINTELPRO, and that's exactly what you were doing. You were controlled opposition, dude.
Well, you know what? I am myself, and I believe what I did was right, getting mad at him, so I appreciate your call. COINTELPRO goes around and tries to get people to fight with each other in infighting. COINTELPRO does what you just did. I don't think you're COINTELPRO. That's just an old 60s, 70s term, one form of psychological warfare they engage in. The cognitive infiltration that Sunstein talks about is more important. Here's the deal, bud. I told you about 3 months ago they were going to come with executive orders for the guns. Now it's a fair monger. It's now happening. I tell you what, I'm just, you know what? You go out there, you build the media organization, and you engage the globalists. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to spend all day running around on every website and every message board talking about how bad I am. You're not even sophisticated enough to know that actually helps me. Okay? You don't understand that in a brain-dead mass of people, I'm there to shake them out of their coma. Go read the best minutes of television ever. James Rappaport's article. I should read that. John Rappaport. It is powerful. It explains it. Get him out of the hypnosis.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest story in the country right now is my appearance Monday night on Piers Morgan. Last night, The Daily Show responded, Conan O'Brien responded. They did stuff like superimpose a gun in my hand shooting Piers Morgan with the real video from the show. It's like something out of The Running Man. There's the proof that Mad Dog Ben Richards is really the brutal butcher of Bakersfield. They could put my head on Obama's and, have me walking around saying whatever they want or putting whatever they want in my hands. And obviously it's comedy, but it still puts out the archetypal image that we as gun owners are violent and bad. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of SPS Russian, the biggest gun show in the world, not just on YouTube, about 100 million viewers on average a month, just on YouTube, biggest gun show in the world, was tied up at his offices, he's a gun manufacturer, and shot in the back of the head execution style. The biggest gun show in the world, the founder, dead. And it's in the back of the local Georgia papers that it's a state police murder investigation. He was executed assassin mafia style. Tied up in a chair, expertly shot in the back of the head, execution style. We have also discovered in Military Times that other gun manufacturers and people are dying mysteriously. Now, you remember the head of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who I want to work on getting on tomorrow, Doug Hagman. Maybe even pop in today if he can do it. He said 2 weeks ago on this show, but I want to go back and find the clip. You know, it's one thing for me to say, oh, he was on the show and said this, and new listeners are like, yeah, I bet. We have to, like, it's why we got to hire some more crew, because you guys are working really hard, but I need staff to go back and go, okay, that was the not the last interview, but the interview before last. It was like 2 weeks ago. We've got to go into that interview, and he says, my federal source, he's got a lot of those sources, says there's going to be a purge. And he goes, assassinations of pro-gun leaders. And it'll look like you get mugged or crack dealers go after you. And that's why whenever I was being stalked in New York by what looked like police, and normally, again, you're going to CNN, you're walking 10 blocks because they wanted to have a car deliver us. I said, no, I'll walk. I wanted some exercise. I wanted to wake back up because I've been up since 5 a.m. And, you know, one guy pops out, looks like a cop, on a street you're walking up 10 blocks, taking turns, and goes, hey, Alex Jones, I'm a big fan. And you think, okay, that guy's a listener. But then it happens with another guy. Then you see other guys with the windbreakers and the obvious cop type. I mean, once you've been around this 100 times, you know what it looks like. And I've been around Bloomberg a few times where he has like 15 detectives around him. That's his security. And that's exactly how they act. The whole confident thing where they act like gangsters, basically, these type of detectives. I've been around quite a few of them in Los Angeles, too, but they're more like assassin types, look like more like old special forces types in Los Angeles. But the point is that basically I describe them as people out of central casting from The Sopranos. Same look, same confident face, same deal. Like, you know, I've done a lot of bad things to people. And, you know, enough to where it wasn't that I was scared at a physical level. It was in my gut. I said, you need to live to fight another day. Something's bad here. Are they going to drop something on you? What's going to happen? And it kept happening. And then they were in the hotel. We left that night. That's why I didn't basically sleep. It took us a long time to get to New Jersey. I mean, I left. You know, you're in hotels paying cash. Just because when you've got, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, 7 detectives following you and looking at you like they want to kill you, it's a serious situation. And I didn't know that the day before that SPS Russian founder had been murdered. And I didn't know that some other, it's all pro-gun show people. They canceled 3 shows on Discovery that were top rated, including Jesse James's. By the way, I got his number and know him. Now's the time to get on the show. I just need to go ahead and get him on, talk about what happened behind the scenes with that. He lives here in Austin as a listener. And all of this is just happening. And then last night I'm sitting there and imagine this. There's a big storm. Our satellite dish is out, blown out or whatever. I live in the country. Ron Paul's coming up, by the way. And our internet's not working too good for whatever reason. And so I go, okay, I guess we'll watch Piers Morgan. So we're watching it on the computer. And they've got the first guest on going, gee, I hope Alex Jones's kids don't get killed. And the guy just comes off like an absolute scripted actor. Just my view on it. I feel sorry for his loss or whatever, but it was one of the victims' families from Aurora. And he's like, I sure hope nothing happens to his kids. I sure hope. And Pierce's like, I sure hope too. And my kids are like, what? 4 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. And I said, oh, it's nothing. The internet feed of the show live starts cutting out. So I'm in there reading books to them. We're in the bedroom watching, you know, TV on the computer. My wife's there. And it cuts back on, and there's a Daily Beast reporter on there, a senior reporter, and he's saying, you need to get a gun and shoot Alex Jones. And then the daughter of Ambassador Huntsman says, oh, I'd love that. We're going to play it here in a moment. And then Piers Morgan says, you know, I could dress up in my brother's uniform. So this is just very bizarre. And then there's all the quotes about how groups want to kill the NRA president or go after Larry Pratt. By the way, Larry Pratt's popping in today. He's going to be on Piers Morgan tonight. Head of Gun Owners of America. So this is the type of stuff going on. And if more prominent gun owners... Because if I was the globalist, I even said privately around here, I said, if this is true, they'll kill people like F's, F, PS Russian. Because if you don't know what that is, it's the most popular gun show in the world. It's online, and it's probably had 10 times the viewers of top shows on Discovery Channel that they've now just canceled. 600 million views on YouTube alone. And they were accelerating. It took them a couple years to get 100 million views. And now the last year or so, they got another 500 million views. They've got all these other platforms with hundreds of millions of views. I mean, they were dominating, making guns fun. They started getting girls in bikinis out there shooting machine guns. And I said, if this purge is real, they will go after those guys first. Because, see, I'm here politically trying to wake people up. What really works is making guns fun and sexy. And now that guy's dead. And some other people have been killed. I've got a video, an article up at Infowars.com about it. Some other prominent pro-gun people have died mysteriously. And I'm getting followed by guys that are looking at me like they want to kill me. And again, I'm telling CNN security when they're walking us out, I go, I want to go out the mall entrance that's open. And they go, no, you're going out this way. And I knew the entrance was right behind me, the mall. Because there's a big mall. It's built into a mall. And I didn't want to have a confrontation. I was like, all right, start rolling your camera as we're walking out. So we catch one of the detectives. And he turns what looks like one of the detectives, you know, in talking into his sleeve and walks into the wall, walks into the corner. And it was that pathetic. And then there's other guys. And dude's like, you want to get footage? And I think he aired some of it last night. I couldn't watch the nightly news shows. I was driving home at that time. He did air it. And there's like two more of them coming down, cops like this. And I go, taxi. And we jump in a taxi. And I'm like, don't drive me to my hotel. Drive me somewhere else. We drive a few blocks over, and I walk up, and now the street's blocked off in front of our hotel. I'm like, that's it. I walk in. There's more of the guys sitting there waiting for us with newspapers looking up when we come in. I'm like, let's get out of here. And these guys were in suits. So let me tell you, there may be the beginning of a purge against gun owners, and we can, and they're going to go after those of us that are prominent. If I get pulled over and the cop claims I pulled a gun on them, it's not true. If I get shot in the head. I mean, I've seen, they executed a CIA guy a few years ago. Carney was his last name in Houston. And they just get him out of the car. He steps out. And they just, the cop shoots him in the head. And the news said, well, that's okay. He's allowed to do that. And he'd been blowing the whistle, according to our NSA source. Well, I have one NSA source and then one that's public. I have Wayne Madsen. And he confirmed what our other source said. So, if they just pull me over and shoot me in the head, hey, I'm a martyr, just know it's on. Canary in the coal mine. If I'm found dead in a hotel room with a hooker, I don't go to hotel rooms with hookers. I don't use illegal drugs. I don't even use prescription drugs. I mean, I've had, like, broken legs before and didn't want to take the painkillers. It makes me nauseous. If I get run over walking down the street, you can bet I was killed. If I'm struck by a bolt of lightning, you can bet it was a setup. Another way they'll do it is if I get carjacked. I mean, they killed a Palestinian activist who was a professor who wasn't doing anything, and his arms and legs were duct tape, and his throat slit into ear. And I had to, it was a progressive Muslim group, pretty mainline, and I had the imam call me. I think he may have been on the show. And they talked about they got the body from the APD, and then it later came out in the news, and he'd been tortured to death, and he was all bound with duct tape. And the police said, well, you can get bound with duct tape and slit your own throat and stuff and throw yourself into Lake Austin, which is really a river. It's Colorado River. They call it Lake Austin. I'm sorry, they changed the name again. It's now Lady Bird Lake. Maybe they'll call it, you know, Possum Lake next. I don't know. If I get found with duct tape, I mean, it's like Fannie Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner under Clinton, where people have their arms and legs cut off, machine gun in a trash pile, and they say the person killed themselves. You cannot chop your arms and legs and head off. It's like when they killed Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize winner on Dark Majesty and Dark Alliance, the CIA drug dealing. He had a new book coming out totally documenting it even more. And I talked to friends of his, said his house was getting broken into. He'd moved. He'd seen special forces guys from his two-story sliding down the drainage poles like in a movie. And they had him sign a deal saying that he was going to commit suicide and then shot him twice in the head. First, they blew his jaw off. They really killed him with a shotgun. The police had a revolver. So just get it straight, folks. They may start killing us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 Mountain, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. PrisonPlanet.tv streams the video, the radio, and nightly news. And, of course, we also have the audio streams at InfoWars.com. As well, we're on XM 166 and over 100 and almost 150 AM and FM affiliates across the country. Ron Paul is coming up. I was just walking back there and CNN was re-airing a clip of what we're about to play here. So this is the message being sent out. This is what they said on CNN last night on Piers Morgan before they called for me to be shot in the next panel. Here is a clip from Piers Morgan.
I don't want Alex Jones to get the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that one of his children have been shot and killed by somebody who shouldn't have a handgun or a rifle or a automatic weapon. I don't want him to get that phone call.
No, okay. Well, I think that is the whole point. And you
yeah, that is the whole point. Okay, and so I'm watching that, and then the next panel comes on, and again, this article is up at Infowars.com. You can go to the site. Piers Morgan and guests discuss shooting Alex Jones. It's the bottom of the featured news. We're going to move it back to the top of the featured news. It's also at DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side by the Piers Morgan photos, an easy way to find it. And here you have in this clip, Daily Beast writer Buzz Bissinger says Piers Morgan should pop Alex Jones with a semi-automatic weapon. Then Abby Huntsman, who looks like her father with a wig on, the governor and ambassador to China, top globalist, just absolute New World Order pusher, said, I'd love to see that. In uniform, because that's psych warfare. Oh, you're in a uniform, you kill him, it's okay. And Piers goes, maybe I'll wear my brother's, who's been in the military. So Piers Morgan is saying, I'll borrow my brother's uniform to shoot Alex Jones. Now, people could say, oh, that must be a joke. If I would have said, hey, Piers Morgan, I might get a gun and shoot you, I guarantee you, they would have arrested me on the spot. And they had the plainclothes detectives there milling around inside and out. I guarantee it. And this is becoming a story that's been picked up by several newspapers because they all basically get their newsroom info from DrudgeReport.com. I appreciate Drudge putting that up there because I need coverage of this. I mean, we're all hanging together here or we hang separate. I mean, this is really coming down to the wire. And they're in there finding the Doug Hagman clip from 2 weeks ago where he said they're going to start killing prominent proponents of the Second Amendment. And I noticed that they're saying I'm dangerous, I shouldn't have a platform. Glenn Beck said the exact same thing. We're getting clips of that for later. And I got to tell you, it's creepy. This is not the type of attention I like. But I've got to do it. All I can do is speak up and get in their face and try to get folks out of their trance. And I just prayed to God, help me do a good job, and that's what I did. And you know, I'm the guy in the arena. It's easy to be the critic out there. But what about the person in the arena who's got the dust in their eyes and who's bloodied in the fight, who knows the great... You guys print me the Teddy Roosevelt quote. I want to cover that. Let's go ahead and now go to this clip of a man that looks completely deranged. The author of Friday Night Lights, it's actually a pretty good book, up there fantasizing. And I've been around these people behind the scenes with, quote, liberals. All they ever talk about is how they want to shoot us and kill us. See, they're not liberals. They're authoritarians. And here is the clip where they fantasize about dressing up in uniforms and shooting me. Here it is.
But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
I don't think more guns are the answer here. I mean, there are a lot of
Well, they keep guns. Saying, don't they? No, more right. guns, exactly. less crime. Exactly. More guns, less crime. In fact, that's just not backed up by any real evidence.
It's not. And we talked about the bounty
problem. That's not
really,
true.
They did not intend to live in a society, the modern society that we live in today.
I mean, just they always tell us what the founders stood for. Ladies and gentlemen, since guns proliferated the last 20 years, I've shown you the statistics about 50 times. I'm not going to do it again. FBI.gov. Over 20% crime rate drop in the last 16, 17 years, depending on how you look at it, and most of it in the last 5 to 6 years. 11 to 12% of it, depending on how you cut it, has happened just since 2007. And that's the new crime numbers from 2011 that come out a year later. They're very accurate statistics compiled by local police departments and integrated with federal numbers. Violent crimes get reported. And violent crime is down because criminals are getting their butt shot off everywhere. By the way, of the 11,000 people that die every year, most of it's gangbangers, and the rest is suicide. It's a very small portion of innocence. But see, out of 315 million people, they can show a one guy shooting his wife once a week and make it sound like it's an epidemic. All right, we'll be back. Congressman Ron Paul is coming up. There's a lot more today. The attack on the Second Amendment is on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ron Paul of 2013. He is now the former congressman. The first time I interviewed him, he was running for Congress again, I guess back in 95, 96, and he'd been in Congress once before as a libertarian, and of course went back as a Republican, and he has been our greatest defender of liberty, worldwide loved and admired. He's got big announcements coming up soon. I've heard the rumors, and I'll see if he'll give us any hint. But he joins us, obviously, to talk about the fiscal cliff that he said we've already gone over a long time ago. What's happening with that? The Sandy Hook shooting, the announcements of the NSA openly spying on us. It's like everything Ron Paul talked about 15 years ago and got called a conspiracy theorist is now just out in the open. And former congressman and really omnibudsman of liberty worldwide, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yep, very good. Family got here. We had a lot of fun and didn't solve any world problems.
I need to learn how to unplug as well. Wow, you heard what I threw out there, sir. Where would you like to start first?
Well, the things that I've talked about is mostly, well, the general, deterioration of our individual freedoms and our liberties and our markets. But I think the big thing as I wound down my career dealt with, financial and the economy. And I think both major parties and most members of Congress are in total denial as to what the real problem is, because they think it's just a budget. know, well, if we change this number, raise taxes, cut spending, you know, pretend to cut spending, we solve the problem. And I think it's much bigger than that. I think, first off, the country is bankrupt. We're insolvent. We can't pay the bills, and they won't admit it. I mean, we have these obligations of $220 trillion in national debt, of $16 trillion. We're the biggest foreign debtor nation ever. And that is ignored, and they talk about, what they're going to do with tinkering with the tax code, and they talk about cuts, which aren't cuts. It's just all deceit and trying to fool the people into believing that they can tinker with a budget. But I think the problem is government is too big. They don't follow the Constitution. They don't know what the rule of government ought to be in a free society. And they don't admit we're bankrupt. And oftentimes I've used this saying that, are we going to go over the cliff? Well, in many ways, we're over the cliff in that we're not going to retrace ourselves. If you're over a cliff, you just don't have a chance to climb back up. And we really don't. We're not going to have enough people in Congress in the next go-around, or do we have them now? We have better people now, and we're going to have some people speaking for us. But we can't go back and all of a sudden balance our budget, remove the regulations, and protect our liberties. All we have to do is listen to our president, what his plans are. But the Republicans aren't, you know, doing a whole lot more, because we're facing a situation where it took 100 years for our governments and our schools to indoctrinate our people to accepting the idea that the role of government ought to be to take care of us and provide perfect safety and make sure nobody falls through, the net, and take care of people and the whole world. And I think we have to address the subject, what should the role of government be? The founders made an attempt at it. They wrote a constitution. We don't obey it. And to me, if we would accept the notion that the role of government is to protect our freedoms, provide some national defense for us, provide a sound currency, and protect our liberties, there would be no warfare state and there'd be no welfare state. And nobody wants to address that. You know, in all this talk, neither Republicans or Democrats would even suggest about cutting the militarism. The only talk was, should we increase the military expenditures by 18% or 20%? The people who wanted 18% were castigated for slashing national defense and said they were, unpatriotic. So that is where the mess is. I see the mess that we're in, a problem of education, the consequence of 100 years of control of many generations, sure, indoctrinating them into bad economic policy and bad foreign policy.
Congressman, you've talked about globalism, the Bilderberg Group, people like that, but it's now in the Financial Times of London. It's in hundreds of papers, and we can probably pull some up and put them on screen, where they announce global government by the six mega banks. And I listened to Bloomberg Financial on XM, and they brag that they've conquered Europe with debt. They've signed the Europeans on to derivatives. They've got them dependent on socialism. But most of the debt is actually the central bank's debt that are really private. And now I see them wrecking us, Congressman, on purpose to make us debt slaves while also making us dependent. I mean, surely they know the facts. Even the Congressional Budget Office, as you know, 3 or 4 years ago said we were bankrupt. All these other government economists have admitted this. So you're not just somebody who studied economics. You're also a medical doctor. It's kind of like a patient that's got cancer all over their body. This is already a done deal. So what's your take on my statement that we've been maneuvered into rack and ruin by loan sharks? I mean, I think it's important to not just say there are a bunch of buffoons in D.C. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, in my research, are just mafia organizations that want us as basically debt slaves on a sharecropping plantation.
I think it's partially true, but it also involves indoctrination through education. It's just not 10 or 15 people who get together and all of a sudden they can change people's minds. People endorse Keynesianism. They endorse the Federal Reserve. They endorse us being the policemen of the world and that we should have these wars in the Middle East. So they have been indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are a few who are going to benefit. But, you know, I can't read into their minds. I don't know. They sit back and say, you know, what, we're going to bankrupt the country and cause this chaos. I think they try to get away with manipulating and maneuvering and benefiting themselves both with power and money, and philosophically it doesn't work out, so they have to react. So they take advantage of it. It's sort of like taking advantage. Don't let a major crisis go to waste. I mean, they create the problems. They think they're going to get away with it, and then when the crisis hits, they make use of it, and they say, well, we have to do. They're motivated by money and power, and they have to kind of control
politics. Sure, sure. I'm talking
about... they're smart enough to, on a daily basis, say, well, we're going to do A, and B is going to be resolved. I think there are mostly unintended consequences that occur, and they react. I'd like to get people to react differently.
I agree with you that at the mid-level and even the upper levels, obviously, it's just a corrupt system people have been born into now. But I'm talking about the 112-point plan that got leaked out of the World Bank when Joseph Stiglitz resigned, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, in 2002. It talked about how they manipulated third world countries into bankruptcy to take control, and it discussed doing it to the West. So at Bilderberg, from our sources, but also at Davos, I've got Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, saying we're going to use the financial crisis to bring in the new world order.
Well, that may be, and I don't know every individual who makes these plans, but I do know that I meet a lot of people who believe. I mean, you take a guy like Bernanke. I think Bernanke actually believes that junk. You know, I think he really believes that he's been sent here by the Creator to make sure we never have a Great Depression before because they didn't print the money fast enough. I don't think he sits and says, and goes much further than this, because he has invested a lifetime into proving this ideology. I think he's wrong. He's determined to prove he's right. So he creates trillions and trillions of dollars. And then these people that you're talking about, they know what's going on, and they line up, and they get involved, and they learn how to manipulate the system for political reasons. So we know that our president has an agenda, and it's very, very clear. So he works his agenda with the system that exists.
I agree with you. There's different factions who only care about themselves, and together the perfect storm. But you're saying he thinks he's right, you think you're right. Sir, I watched a speech that's in our film Matrix of Evil you gave in 2003 at McKinney Ruff's right outside Austin, here in South Austin, and you laid out everything that was going to happen, how they'd use the drones here, how they'd have the NSA spy on us, how they would use the Patriot Act on the citizens, how when they collapse things, they would use that to take full control, how the derivatives bubble would work. It's like you're a prophet, but you're not. You were in there in the committees. You've studied history. You know what was going to happen. You said the stimulus wouldn't work. You said all these things wouldn't work. You said that the Republicans would vote to raise taxes. $1 of cuts for every 41 in spending increases. 77% of Americans with tax increases on payroll. I mean, it's like the lying. What's happened is we've been eased into this tyranny, and so now you're here saying, well, we'll see who's going to be proven right. You've been proven right, Congressman. Toot your own horn.
Yeah. Well, I will keep tooting my horn about what I believe in, because I think there are those who do exactly what you're talking about. I remember very clearly George Bush Sr., you know, when the WTO came in, and you say that now so much of these plans are out in the open, and I think George Bush put them out in the open when he said, I saw a major ad, I think it was in the New York Times or something, that we put on the third leg of the New World Order. Before that, you couldn't say New World Order out loud. I mean, or you were a complete idiot or a nut job. But he put it out, and he says, we have it. Now we have the WTO, we have the IMF, and we have the World Bank. And I think, yes, but they have a philosophic belief that world government is good. And some of them believe it because they think world government, just like world communism, is good. And some people who join communism, they were sincere. They thought it was good. But others are driven by power. They're driven by wealth and control, and they're psychopathic, and they want to use force against people. So I think they feed on each other is what I think happens. But I think if you get – but all governments reflect popular opinion, and therefore –
No, I agree with you. I've heard you say over and over again, this is happening because we've become lazy, decadent slobs. I work some days 18 hours a day, but I'll be honest – compared to my dad or somebody like his dad who grew up on farms, they enjoy working. They can fix anything. My dad, I call him at 3 a.m. and he'll come help me. And I worry because I'm a shadow of my dad. He's a shadow of his dad. I'm not teaching my kids to work that hard. I think we really are degenerating, and I'm not romanticizing old timers. I just know that people used to be closer to the ground, more street smart and harder working, more independent and not as decadent. And there is a feedback loop of decadence now that's almost impossible to escape.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. I would agree with you to a great deal, but also look for the positive things, because if I look at the young people that come out for my rallies, I see young people who are very dedicated, they're very principled, they're idealistic, and they're not decadent when it comes to computers and the internet. They're pretty darn smart, and I don't know the technology, but I know how valuable it is, and I'm able to use it and get other people to help me. So in that sense, I become the optimist, because technology so far in most of all of history has always been used to enhance the power of the state and to kill people, you know.
Yes,
but
sir.
This is one time, if we're smart enough, that we ought to be able to use this technology and spread information. But you do it all the time. You know about the technology. We're spreading this message. So I get to be optimistic that all we have to do is continue this. And that is why in my farewell speech, the most dangerous trend that we have to stop is the threat to our civil liberties, our ability to resist. You know, what are these people, how many people are going to be arrested, you know, and put in secret prisons? And how often are we going to be able to maintain our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights? That is the protection of civil liberties that's most important. But the best way to do it is awaken a generation, and we have the tool, and it's the internet, and we have a very responsive young group, and they, what happens to the establishment is they beat this out of us. They do it with every generation to make you feel like you're a bad guy because you think freedom is good. Now, our job, and we have these tools, is to make sure that this whole new generation knows that freedom, their instincts are right. We're all natural believers in liberty. We're all libertarian in the sense that we want to be left alone. It's beaten out of us by our system, the movies, the schools, the government, all of these things. So I see a tremendous opportunity, and I hope I'm not totally deceiving myself, but I'll keep working with the assumption that we can change people's minds.
Yes, sir. And to be clear, I was speaking in generalities like you did in your powerful farewell address from Congress that's gone so viral out there, thank God. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com and other big sites that posted it. Millions and millions of views just on the internet alone. That obviously there are the liberty-loving people who are a growing minority. But it's pretty much the wheat from the chaff. People are either getting totally mind-blown and accepting any level of corruption, or they're getting more and more active. And we have to take heart, as you said. 5% started and won the Revolutionary War. Well, we're trying to win an info war. We've got more like 25-30% now that are awake. All we've got to do is wake up others, and then we're going to take the country back. And so there's a race by the authoritarians to take over, but there's good factions, and people need to know that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing that's on our side is not only has our message grown in popularity and we've been able to spread it, but the opportunity is the absolute failure of their system. Communism, you don't hear people come out and say, you know, I'm a communist. I think the communism is going to take over the world. Communism failed. It fell apart. The Soviet system doesn't exist. The Keynesianism, the planned economy, welfarism, inflationism, it's failing.
It's failed over and over again, and they keep saying capitalism has failed. No.
That's a big challenge. We have to make sure that we don't get blamed. It isn't capitalism that failed. They haven't ever really even tried total free markets, and that's what we should force on them.
I agree with you. Moving quickly through other points, campaignforliberty.org. I've been told a little bit here, a little bit there from different folks, you've got three big things that are going to be announced soon. A, can you give us any sneak peek? And B, when will this announcement come, Ron Paul?
Well, there are a lot of things I've been talking about and planning for. They're not quite ready, but there's a possibility I'll be able to do some type of programming, on the internet, not on regular TV. And if that works out, education all the time. And I think the public school system is failing. And, you know, it isn't the rich people that are taking their kids, you know, doing the homeschooling. But I think average people and even poor people can salvage their children from the system by homeschooling. And I'm also going to be touring the colleges. Soon I will be starting that. I'll continue to do that. So I have a lot of things that I can do, but they're not all firm yet.
That's right. But, I mean, I heard about a Ron Paul theatrical release, Ron Paul TV, and something else I heard is being planned.
What is that?
Well, I want to make sure, you know, little birds tell me this and that, but you know, I keep my ear to the ground. All I know is very exciting. And I'm not taking this moment to bash Glenn Beck. I've tried to be nice to him, but he says he's now the leader of the libertarian movement.
Yes, I saw that. I'll have to check him out. I wonder what he believes in.
Yeah, because he told me that your supporters 4 years ago were going to blow us up with bombs and that we did Oklahoma City. And then he keeps, you know, saying that we shouldn't get in the government's face. I mean, my only deal with Glenn Beck is he says I'm dangerous and basically shouldn't.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that more people are getting killed with hammers and fists and knives. So they're not very consistent. They see an opportunity. They want to get rid of the guns. Some people believe they're dangerous and want to get rid of them, and other people want to get rid of them because they know that guns can resist the government tyranny, and some people like the idea that governments become tyrants and they should run things. As long as the government kills children, it's okay, so they want to protect that. You know, all that scandal and outcry, which much of it was justified, seeing kids getting killed as a horror. But at the same time, how about those people who are saying, okay, this is an excuse to take away the rights of people who use defend their family. How many of them are shouting and screaming about the children that our drones are killing on a daily basis because they're Muslim kids in different color and they're overseas and nobody has to line them up and shoot them? We can do it by directing drones from this country. That doesn't even count. So that's what their whole goal is to distract us from some of the horrors that governments perpetuate and the way they destroy our liberties and they perpetuate the violence. I mean, compared to the violence that governments have perpetuated on the people versus what the people do to each other, there's no contest.
Historically, government's the number one killer, as you know. University studies out of Hawaii and others, 292 million people killed in the 20th century, non-military combatants. We have a red alert, sir, that just came out while you were on with us. DrudgeReport.com, Weekly Standard, AP, you name it. Obama White House threatens executive action to physically confiscate the firearms. Biden has now given a speech, sir. They've got a bunch of state reps and federal reps. I've literally got over 10 articles. They're all calling for executive orders. And Obama is saying now that he'll do everything in his power, including executive orders. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we feared. Congressman, constitutionally, that's beyond a constitutional crisis. As a constitutional expert, sir, if he signs an order ordering we turn in our guns, what does that mean?
Well, it should go without saying that he's gone way too far. It also should go without saying that he's acting with the use of illegal violence, and he becomes the violent person to say that if you don't, and this is not new. He's been doing this, you know, environmental regulation. If Congress moves too slowly, well, I'll write an executive order. But he didn't invent the executive order and the signing orders. I'll ignore this. It's a bipartisan.
But it's accelerating and getting dictatorial. They now see our military.
Yeah, it's been.
What do we do if Obama orders us to turn our guns in? Doesn't that make him a dictator if he just says, I'll do whatever I want?
Well, it's certainly a dictatorial move on that. If the American people had been a little bit better versed, maybe they wouldn't have reelected him. So I do not say that he is a dictator like some of the 20th century dictators that killed 290 million people. But these are dictatorial moves. They're very, very dangerous. And people say to me, why are you worried about, you know, the military arresting American citizens, National Defense Authorization Act? Because only one or two people were involved. Yeah, but the principle is 100%. When you establish your principle. So what he's doing is perpetuating a principle of putting more power into the presidency. And it's very, very dangerous.
Setting the precedent under NDAA. We're almost out of time. Sir, will you turn in your semi-autos?
Well, I might not even have anything to turn in for that purpose. But I don't think the American people will. I've always assumed that the line in the sand may well be drawn. If the federal agent marches in unannounced and they say, well, give me your gun and give me your gold, I don't think we'll do that, calmly. I think the American people will highly resent it and resist.
So you think I was right then telling Piers Morgan if they try to confiscate the guns, it will start 1776 Part 2?
Well, I don't know whether I put them in the same words, but I think I said something very similar to what you're saying.
Well, God bless you, sir. I hope we can get you back again in a month.
Very good.
What are any other websites that are important to plug? Just campaignforliberty.org?
Do that, and then we'll be listing some new things there because we're making some other web pages. I'm going to have a home page. Unfortunately, I didn't have ronpaul.com, so I'm going to have ronpaulshomepage.com. That'll be coming up, but it's not ready yet.
All right. Big announcements coming soon. We'll talk to you and say hi to the family. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Great to talk to that man during this dark time. I told you, executive orders were coming. They're getting us ready to see if we'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.